it's obviously been an incredibly quick year. Just trying to focus so much on doing things that will help the inquiry and trying to find him and just keep Corrie's name out there. But it's been, you know, I can't single out certain days. Some days have been just awful, and other days we just seem to be so busy trying to do things.
How have you and your family coped?
It's quite difficult to explain how. I think from the very beginning, we've very deliberately said that we won't walk about not pretending to be sad, because we are sad, but, you know, giving off that public image that we can't laugh or we can't have fun, because that's what helps you get through. So trying to keep a sense of humour, trying to stay positive and not hiding our emotions when we are falling apart, when we are really sad. We talk to each other. We're lucky, we're close, and we can bounce off each other and just get each other through it.
What's been your reaction to the public response to Corrie's disappearance?
It's phenomenal. I've really words cannot express how just absolutely astounded I am at the support that we've had. It's never ending. I keep thinking people must be getting bored of me trying to talk about Corrie, and they're not. They're just so desperate to find him as well. The help that they've given us, both physically and emotionally, is just amazing. I honestly do not know how we would have got through this last year without everybody on Find Corrie and our family and friends and everybody else.
Do you think that Corrie being in the armed forces has an impact on how the public has reacted?
I think it probably has, but in the sense that when he went missing, he was a 23-year-old man. But because he's an RAF serviceman, everybody knows that he will then be not only trained, but fit and capable and should be able to look after himself. And so I think that probably has a bigger impact, that he's somebody that you just wouldn't expect this to have happened to, that you walk into a dead end and you just don't come back out again. So, yeah, I think that has had an impact.
Do you think that the landfill site is still your best hope of finding evidence of his disappearance?
I think trying to find out the facts, making sure that they are the facts. The police have searched the landfill, and when I say the landfill, I mean cell 22. It was the only cell at Milton that was open at the time, and they've not found Corrie. And the way they've done their search, it's thorough enough that they would have found him had he been there. So the fact that they've not found him tends to suggest, evidentially anyway, that he's not there. So that means they've got to relook, and that's what they are doing. That's the purpose of this review, to look at what might have been missed. To find out, is he in another landfill? Has he gone through a different process if going in the bin lorry is what's happened? But we don't actually have any evidence of that, other than Corrie's phone has followed the Biffa bin lorry for part of its journey. Remember, it's not gone all the way to the landfill, it's just gone part of its journey. And it's actually a lack of any other evidence that now makes the police think that is their strongest line of inquiry.